Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Joseph was a carpenter who lived in Nazareth, a small town nestled among rolling hills and olive groves. Every day he worked with wood, crafting tables, chairs and doors for his neighbours. The scent of fresh cedar and pine filled his workshop, and the rhythmic sound of his hammer was a familiar melody in the town. One evening, after a long day of work, Joseph wiped the sweat of his brow and looked at the sunset, painting the sky in hues of pink and orange. He thought about Mary, his fiancée. How excited he was to start their life together. If you ever looked forward to something really special. As night fell, Joseph settled into bed, the cool breeze rustling through the open window. He drifted into a deep sleep. But suddenly, his dreams were filled with a brilliant light. An angel appeared to him, radiating warmth and peace. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said gently, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby she carries is from the Holy Spirit. You shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Joseph's heart pounded. Could this be real? The angel's words echoed in his mind as he awoke. The room was quiet. He felt a calm assurance. Have you ever had a dream that felt so real it changed how you felt when you woke up? He knew what he had to do. With faith in his heart, Joseph decided to obey the angel's. News spread that the emperor had ordered everyone to return to their ancestral towns for a census. That's a bit like taking the register in a school, where everybody gives their name. For Joseph, this meant a long journey to Bethlehem, the city of David. Mary was due to have her baby soon, but they had to go. "You ready, Mary?" Joseph asked, gently helping her onto the donkey. Mary smiled softly. "As ready as I can be," she replied. They set off, the road stretching before them like a winding ribbon through the hills. The sun shone brightly, and the birds sang from the trees. Along the way they passed fields of golden wheat swaying in the breeze and felt the warmth of the sun on their faces. But the journey wasn't easy. The paths were rocky. Sometimes the way was steep. Joseph walked beside the donkey, making sure Mary was comfortable. When she looked tired, he found a shady spot for them to rest. Have you ever helped someone who needed extra care? One night, as they camped under a canopy of stars, Joseph looked up and wondered about the future. The same bright star seemed to shine more brightly than the others. Mary noticed his gaze. "That star feels special," she whispered. Joseph nodded. "It's as if it's guiding us." They continued on, facing dusty roads and chilly nights. But Joseph's faith never wavered. He trusted that God was with him every step of the way. At last they arrived in Bethlehem. The town was bustling with people who had also come for the census. The streets were crowded and every inn they approached had no room. "Please, is there any place we can stay?" Joseph asked repeatedly, worry creeping into his voice. Mary winced slightly and Joseph knew that time was running out. The baby would soon be coming. Finally, one kind innkeeper offered, "I've no room inside, but you can use my stable. It's warm and safe." Relieved, Joseph thanked him. They made their way to the stable, where the soft glow of lanterns lit up the cosy space. Animals rustled in their stalls, and the scent of hay filled the air. Joseph prepared a resting place for Mary, using the hay to make a comfortable bed. "It's not much, but it'll do," he said, his eyes filled with concern. That night, under the twinkling stars, Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. The stable was filled with a serene peace that Joseph had never felt before. He gently wrapped the baby in special clothes that you wrap around a baby to make it feel closed, like being in his mother's womb. Or like when your mom tucks you into bed really tight and you feel very safe. He also laid Jesus in a manger, which is a sort of wooden trough used to feed animals. "Welcome to the world," Joseph whispered, his heart overflowing with love. Have you ever held a baby and felt how precious they are? Suddenly, shepherds appeared at the stable entrance, their eyes wide with wonder. "Angels told us the Saviour has been born," they exclaimed. They knelt before the baby, praising God. Joseph marvelled at how the shepherds knew. The realisation washed over him. This child was truly special, and he had been chosen to protect and raise him. Days passed, and one evening a group of travellers arrived in Bethlehem. Wise men from distant lands came to Joseph's door. Their camels were laden with treasures. "We have followed a star that led us here," one of them said, his voice filled with awe. "We seek the King of the Jews." Joseph invited them in, and they presented gifts to Jesus: gold, frankincense and myrrh. The fragrances filled the room, sweet and spicy, rich and exotic. "These are gifts fit for a king," Joseph said humbly, "but we're just a simple family." The wise men smiled. "This child is destined for greatness," they replied. "We are honoured to be here." After they left, Joseph pondered their words. He knew his responsibility was great, but he felt peace knowing that God was guiding them. One night, as Joseph slept, the angel appeared to him again. "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt," the angel warned. "King Herod wants to harm the child." Joseph woke with a start. Without hesitation, he gently woke Mary. "We must leave now," he whispered. They packed quickly, the moonlight guiding their way as they slipped into the night. The road to Egypt was long and filled with unknowns, but Joseph was determined to keep his family safe. As they travelled, Joseph thought about the challenges ahead. He didn't know what awaited them in Egypt, but he trusted God's plan. Have you ever faced something scary, but knew you had to be brave? Mary looked at Joseph and smiled reassuringly. "We are together, and God is with us." Her words comforted Joseph. He realised that faith meant trusting even when the path isn't clear. Egypt was a new world. Different sights, sounds and people. The markets were filled with vibrant colours and unfamiliar spices. Joseph found work as a carpenter, and their little family settled into their new home. Though they were far from Nazareth, Joseph made sure their home was filled with love and faith. He taught Jesus about woodworking. Together they crafted small items. The sound of laughter often filled their home. Years passed, and one night the angel visited Joseph once more. "Those who sought the child's life are gone. It's time. It's time to return to Israel." Joseph felt joy and relief. "We're going home," he told Mary and Jesus. The journey back was long, but filled with anticipation. As they approached Nazareth, familiar landscapes greeted them. The rolling hills, the olive trees, and the friendly faces of neighbours. Joseph rebuilt his workshop, and life resumed its peaceful rhythm. He continued to guide Jesus, teaching him not just carpentry, but also the importance of kindness, honesty, and faith in God. One day, as they worked together, sanding a piece of wood, Jesus looked up at Joseph. "Father, why do we help others, even when it's hard?" he asked. Joseph smiled. "Because love is the greatest gift we can give. God's love guides us to care for others." Have you ever felt happy when you did something kind? Joseph's journey teaches us about faith, courage, and trust in God. Even when he faced challenges and uncertainties, he chose to obey and believe. Isn't it inspiring how he cared for Mary and Jesus with such love? Think about a time when you had to be brave and trust in something you couldn't see. Just like Joseph, we can have faith that God is with us, guiding us through every adventure. Remember, showing kindness and love, even when it's hard, makes a big difference. Remember, showing kindness and love, even when it's hard, makes a big difference. You too can be like Joseph, faithful, caring, and courageous. Would you like to be like Joseph? We can ask God to help you if you like. Let's talk to God together. Father God, we thank you for Joseph. And we pray that like him, you'll show us how to be kind and how to be really brave, even when things get difficult. Amen.